tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, January 26, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, Perry Johnson announced early this morning that he's getting back in the race again to run to be Michigan's governor. John Yob, Strategic National, is still the consultant for the campaign. But according to the MERS news story early this morning, he's added some new team members. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this affects the polling and affects basically the outcome of the upcoming primary. In his announcement this morning, he's focusing on quality control, efficiency, and getting rid of regulations that are hurting Michigan and Michigan's economy. Kind of an interesting, somewhat interesting spin on his previous campaign. Now, one of the things that he said in the campaign press release was that this was definitely going to be a different campaign. Game changer is basically how it was put. So we'll see if, in fact, this is something that will change the polling, change the dynamic within the race. One of the things that he does mention in the campaign and the video, the rebooting of his failed 2022 effort to be governor with hopes of writing another more successful conclusion in 2026. Johnson, 78 years old, has assembled his self-described dream team, which will help him launch his new campaign. Releasing his press release and campaign commercial later tonight, Monday night, he will cap off his first day of candidacy with his first campaign speech in Oakland County. The commercial says, as governor, Perry Johnson can save our state, our jobs, and our families. We need to shake up the system. We need a world leader in quality and perfection to revolutionize our state government. Even though they don't mention the quality guru label from the 2022 campaign, in both the release and the commercial, the content leans heavily on his business acumen, including his experience dealing with 40,000 business clients around the world. Buzzwords, performance-based management, modernizing processes, audits, and getting rid of duplicative processes. All of these are tailored to eradicate what the announcer claims is a pathetic Michigan government. Policy-wise, Johnson supports the phased-out elimination of Michigan's income tax and a plan to cut spending, using laser focus on waste. He admits the fraud and abuse, which normally goes along with the alleged waste component. The two are tied together at the hip. He says in his press release, he promises more details on his economic plan in the very near future and has expanded his team for this campaign in 2026. Johnson, Perry Johnson for governor. What do you guys think? Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of My Pillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Monday. Continuing on with this report, breaking news, 6 o'clock this morning. Perry Johnson announced his second run for governor for 2026. Johnson said the last time he campaigned in 2022, it was basically a two-person team. Veteran political consultant John Yob continues on the team. However, the team has now been supplemented with a host of others, according to one inside source. Also, obviously, there was no mention as to why he was unsuccessful last time due to his inability to collect between 15,000 and 30,000 petition signatures to get a spot on the ballot. The expectation in his camp is that the new Dream Team will get this right this time around. The Johnson for Governor campaign did save some of its own money with the first commercial as it lifted video of Johnson walking around in one of his old spots from the 2022 campaign. The team also reports that the advertising effort on various platforms will continue for the foreseeable future. John Yab, political consultant, will be the featured guest speaker on this week's edition of MERS Monday. That will be coming out here shortly. And then they have a link to the 30-second YouTube commercial. Kind of interesting. So we'll see basically where this all goes and if it's going to affect the race, especially as many suspected that Yab and or his political machine was behind the commercial featuring President Donald Trump not being too excited about John James getting into the race to be governor, telling him to stay in Washington to help protect Donald Trump from being impeached. Well, meanwhile, good patriot friend of ours, Brian Pennebaker, more or less recruited, found a gentleman to run against the Democrats in the Republican primary for August 4th for the 10th Congressional District, Robert Lujawai. And he evidently, according to Brian, has already raised $1 million for his congressional run. So we'll see where this goes. Six of the other gubernatorial candidates came up to Northern Michigan on Friday to speak to the Northern Michigan business leaders. Northern Michigan Policy Conference on Friday saw Congressman John James, along with Mike Cox, Eric Nesbitt, and former Speaker Tom Leonard on the Republican side. They joined John James in person. Yes, John James actually showed up to an event, along with Democratic frontrunner Jocelyn Benson. In speaking to the crowd down in Williamsburg, Lansing is making it too gone hard to do business, make a living, innovate, and provide for your families. If elected governor, U.S. Congressman John James told the Northern Michigan Policy Conference that he was going to, quote, strip down, end quote, government regulations and redirect the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to focus on retention as part of a culture change. Again, James was among six gubernatorial candidates who answered questions for about 10 minutes. In front of a crowd of about 600 people Friday morning and Friday evening. Congressman James' presence, along with Democratic frontrunner Jocelyn Benson, independent candidate Mike Duggan, I missed him in the first read, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, former Attorney General Mike Cox, former Speaker Tom Leonard. Now, what does all of those people, the Republicans, the Independent, and the Democrat, what do they all have in common? They're all former or currently elected politicians. Again, Congressman John James, 10th Congressional District in Washington currently serving as a congressman. Democrat frontrunner Jocelyn Benson is our Secretary of State. Independent candidate Mike Duggan just finished being the mayor of Detroit. Senate Minority Leader Nesbitt, former Attorney General Mike Cox, former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard. Not one outsider, not one person from the private sector bothered to show up or was invited to speak at this event. Pastor Ralph Rebent wasn't invited. Carla Wagner, Axe My Tax, wasn't invited. Anthony Hudson, truck driver, he wasn't invited. Even though they are all out there collecting signatures to get on the ballot. For James, this event marked one of the first times he's appeared at a public venue to answer questions specifically about state policy, and comes as he launches his Mission First, People Always, quote-unquote, statewide tour. James now plans to hit the campaign trail hard, making stops in Wayne, Monroe, Oakland, Bay, Genesee, Jackson, Kalamazoo, Kent, Livingston, Macomb, Ingham, Newaygo, Saginaw, and St. Clair counties. Not one county north of M46. James went on to say, "For too long, Lansing has looked the other way while waste, fraud, and abuse has chewed up taxpayer dollars that families could use in their own pocket. This isn't complicated. Michigan should be a place where hard work still wins, parents have a say, communities are safe, and the government remembers who it works for. So families can buy a home, start a business, know their kids are safe, learning, and are healthy." Well, while being considered the frontrunner on the Republican side due to his strong polling numbers, James has not been publicly visible as a gubernatorial candidate. Well, that changed this past week as Michigan First principals spent $141,000 in negative ads against him in just the Detroit media alone. Rumors is that the deep-pocketed Perry Johnson, who's getting into the race early next week, this came out on Friday, that they believe paid for the spending for these ads. As for the rest of the field, at Friday's policy conference, attendees were asked ever after hearing from all six of the candidates to take around 10 minutes of questions, answering, quote, the same five questions. The same five questions. So you got six candidates, and they're all going to stand there and answer the same five questions. Who gets to go last? Because that person got to hear everybody else's answers. Very poor format, in my opinion. Well, of the candidates, how engaged they were with the needs of Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula? Well, more than 140 attendees ranked all six candidates on a scale of 1 to 5 in terms of engagement. The candidate with the highest score ended up being Mike Duggan at 3.7. Benson scored 2.9. James, the Republican, came in at 2.6. Cox at 2.5. And Leonard and Nesbitt both were at 2.4. About half of the potential five stars that they were scoring him on. Well, in his 10 minutes, Mike Duggan came across to one attendee as being the most comfortable and most effective. In each response to each question, Duggan tied in a program in Detroit that addressed the issue in question. Whether it was housing, retaining talent, economic growth tools, or the effectiveness of tax breaks. Asked about how he planned to reorganize state departments and agencies, Duggan took things in a different direction, talking about healing divisions as opposed to adopting a different economic strategy that sent Michigan into another U-turn. Former Governor Jennifer Granholm wanted mega credits. Former Governor Rick Snyder wanted economic gardening and canceled all the tax incentives from Granholm's administration. Then a couple of years ago, the state panicked and gave out $250 million in checks to people who hadn't done anything yet. Now people are talking about canceling the MEDC. We have a strategic plan that every 2 to 4 years, we make U-turns. Republicans and Democrats flip control, and they do their political U-turn. Duggan went on to say, if you're a national company thinking, where do I want to invest? Why would you go to a state that changes its policies every 2 to 4 years? Again, basically pointing to the Republican-Democrat merry-go-round. Also, the former Detroit mayor, who just rose 5 points in the most recent Glengariff Group poll, said that his dad once told him about politicians. Don't listen to what they promise, son. Listen to what they produce. Duggan said, in Detroit, the city is out of bankruptcy. We have cops on the streets, grass that's being mowed, and we cut property taxes. Very, very interesting spin on main topics, kitchen table topics that people are most concerned about. Cops on the streets, communities being mowed, and cutting property taxes. Question is, why is he talking about cutting property taxes? Well, because of Carla Wagner's being out there talking about eliminating property taxes altogether. Still in the process of getting petition sheets mailed back into her. Then she's deciding what the 180-day window period is going to be, and then they're going to sit down and do a hard count. That's the status of the Ask My Tax petition drive. Well, what did Benson have to say up here in northern Michigan? Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.